This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. The home of the binary trigger, the home of the Reformation line, which is still a viable rifle line, weapon line. The home of Salus, the militia line. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Okay. I'm gonna play something for you. Because it played here. And let me get to it. It played here, and what this is a mask. I'm gonna play for you a mask. All right?
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Now, see, I'll tell you why I call that a mask. Because at first blush, right, that would horrify me. That would horrify me to have a child of mine, a grandchild of mine, find a gun and kill themselves, harm themselves, kill one of their siblings. Who wants that? Nobody wants that. However, there's a couple of things that go along with this. EndFamilyFire.org, if you go to that website, it takes you to the Brady campaign. And at that point, that's when things begin to come unglued. And let me explain to you what I'm talking about. See, the thing about anti-gunners can't come out and tell you exactly what they want to do. And see, what they're advocating here, and this is just... As they do this and they put this word in front of me. It's just common sense. Like, I, as a parent who've owned guns since I was old enough to own guns, would just leave guns laying around so my little toddler boys could have found them when they were little. My grandchildren could find them. That's, you know, I need that to push me into that. And we'll get to the various ways that works, but let's talk about the figures. 8 children and teens unintentionally killed by gunfire every day. Well, if you're talking about, and I looked this up today, this is from the CDC 2018, the number of children 0 through 4 and 5 through 9, children, babies, killed unintentionally by gunfire. The kind where, you know, we just heard about little kid that's ingenious. He climbed up on the big tree, found his Christmas present. You know, that kid. The number of them killed in 2018 by guns, unintentionally and accidentally, was 40 for the entire year. 40 in total. And that's 40 too many. That means that somebody, some parent, left a gun where it could be found. And then they came home, or they heard it, or they saw it happen. And how horrific is that got to be? It's got to be terrible. The number, the 8 figure is actually accurate, but the children they're describing are 18, 19, and 20 years old. And they're all in gangs. But they're children, you see. But they're in gangs, where 86% of the time, when that occurs, it's a drug deal. This is not little Tommy climbing up on the big chair and finding his Christmas present. This is a drug deal. This is crack. This is cocaine, marijuana, meth, fentanyl, name it. And this is happening in the inner city, and it's happening where the Democrats hold sway, always happening where the Democrats hold sway to the degree that it does. And instead of focusing on things that we should be focusing on, like why do all young black men in the inner cities, and Hispanics as well, Hispanics outnumber black people in the United States in gangs, the numbers are 34% to 27%. So, but in the inner cities, why do all of these young black men feel the only place they can go is gangs? But we're not answering that. We're trying to beseech you to please put your guns in a responsible place. Now, let's look at that. That one little caveat, shall we? This is where a movement begins. Because it's already there. There are already states out there that have this. This is the pursuit of safe storage. Now, if there are, you know, if you're not a responsible gun owner, well, maybe you shouldn't be owning a gun if you leave guns where people can find them. My guns are locked up because I don't want somebody to find them and use them in a crime. I have full control over every gun I own. But safe storage, like common sense, right? Doesn't it make sense to lock your guns up to where nobody can get them accidentally or on purpose? Yes, it does. However, if you're going to pass a law, which, you know, right, they're not advocating for a law, unless you go to endfamilyfire.com, and then you'll go to Brady Campaign, fire.org, and then you'll find the Brady Campaign, and they are advocating for safe storage. There's only two ways for safe storage to work. One, they have to have a registry, because they have to know who has guns and who has to have them locked up. Because people that don't have guns don't need a gun safe. So that's item number one. In order to know who has the guns that need to be locked up, they have to know who have the guns. So you have to have a registry. Item number two, the only way to check to enforce that, because that's, you know, is to go to these homes where they have a registry, where they have safe storage, and to do an unannounced inspection, or as we would say, a no-warrant search. And what they would tell you, because this happens everywhere where they have it, because they have safe storage, what this would tell you is that they have probable cause because you own guns. And then they are exempt from, you know, the Fourth Amendment is being violated, the Second Amendment is being violated, and all this other stuff. I would give my life to protect a child. Both of, you know, any of mine, my grandchildren, I would do that. I would do it gladly. Fair trade. Older man for a child. I would do it. But we have to be pretty clear about what we're looking at when we're looking at it. And if you're being fed a lie in order to get to an agenda point, why are you having to be fed a lie in order for that agenda point to be realized? Why can't we just be honest about it? But that's not what the left does. They can't be honest about it because they're never honest about what they want until Beto O'Rourke. Now, he's made it quite clear, and he's the one that Biden wants to be his gun czar. We'll continue on with this when we get back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking misinformation today, and we're going to be joined in the second hour and by Dan Zimmerman. He's going to come back from the Truth About Guns, because Dan has been writing about this stuff and overseeing this stuff and watching this stuff for the last 10 years. And we're going to talk about the misinformation, and we're actually going to tackle a list for the Wall Street Journal. So that's coming up next hour. Gun control advocates, as they're always looking for a new angle, and most of the angles have been explored. That's why their list never seems to change. You know, in the era of 9/11, we had the very novel no-fly list, which nobody knows who's on it. Most, I believe 90% of the people that are on the no-fly list are not even in the United States. And if you're on the no-fly list, like some people are that don't know it, you know, I don't even know how you get yourself off of it. I don't know who you approach to get yourself off of it. But we're always looking for things to bring to the table to try to make it harder or easier for the anti-gunners or harder for the gun buyers. And it's always we're always trying to make lists. During the era of Obama, if you were a beneficiary and you were in the VA and they had put a fiduciary with you in order to manage your financial benefit of being a disabled person in the VA, you became ineligible to buy a gun. Now, that was, you know, with most of the people in the VA that are that hurt or that old or whatever reason that they are disabled, most of them probably aren't looking to buy a gun anyway. But the whole goal here, and they did that again, did it over again with Social Security. So we had about 220,000, I think, on the VA, and about 2 or 3 million people in the Social Security system that just became prohibited people because they would get their check for their disability and go out and spend it on Slim Jims and lotto tickets. They were not financially responsible. Never mind that a lot of people a lot younger than them are not financially responsible. That's not even part of it. The part of it here that we're concerned with is how do we take guns from them? That's the thing. How do we take guns from them? Always looking to create lists. If you're on the no-fly list, they want to make it to where you couldn't buy a gun. We already have a list. The NICS, the Instant Background Check List. Now, the list, of course, is incomplete. Nearly 25 years since its passage. It's still not complete. And the background checklist is at the mercy of the people that report to it. So if municipalities and states do not report their criminals to the NICS, then they do not pop up on the NICS. And then, well, they can buy a gun legally through a background check. However, that's not even something that most people do. Most people don't take that route to buy a gun when they become a criminal. They find it in we don't even know how big the black market is with guns. Guns exist outside the black market, then they get in the black market, and they move through the black market. They, you know, it can start in Washington State and end up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we don't know how, because it's in the black market. So when they're trying to figure out a way to take guns from us, keep us from buying guns, sometimes they try to make it cost prohibitive, like pushing fees and taxes. The only problem is that, you know, first of all, we're still mobile Because only a few states actually do that. For all the talk about the losses we've had, Washington State was going that way. But Washington State is very strong with gun ownership. So that state is always going to be in play. Maryland, not in play. New Jersey, not in play. New York State, not in play. California with a K, not in play. Illinois, not in play. So, but then there's the scare tactics. And I mean, we saw Eric Holder talking about this when he was the Attorney General. The idea is to stigmatize guns to the point, which is like that ad I just played with you. That's to scare you into thinking that, one, your children are geniuses, which they probably are, and two, this kind of thing happens all the time, where little Tommy gets on the big chair and finds a gun and shoots himself with it. And it does happen far too many times, but it doesn't happen 8 times a day. Actually, that's the number of gangbangers that die every day due to guns. Which, that should make us all very unhappy as well, because these are young people in the United States, young Americans. Yeah, they do happen to be black, but they're young Americans, completely disenfranchised, got no family, got nowhere to turn except a gang. We should be looking at that and weeping. Are the Democrats doing that? No, they're not. They should be looking, we should all be looking at those kids and trying to save them. There's 2 or 3 generations immersed in the gangs right now that are lost. Absolutely gone. Obliterated. They're gone. They may still be there today. But give it time. They'll be gone. Dead. And, you know, in the meantime, we're trying to take them. And remember, with the Democrats, you can be a child and be on your parents' insurance till you're 26 years old. And we're taking 18, 19, and 20-year-olds and making them children. Except they're all eligible enough to vote and serve in the military and do all kinds of things. And at 20, that's their last year before they can buy a handgun legally. But they want to focus on the dangers that guns pose to children. And, you know, in those 40 instances when this does happen, that's on the parents, which has got to be horrific for them. But the misinformation, you know, the misinformation circus is the problem. And it slows us down. We'll continue with this when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says everyone needs to just stay calm regarding the coronavirus.
Well, this was unexpected. This was something that came out of China, and it hit us and many other countries. You look at the numbers, I see the numbers with just by watching you folks. I see it's over 100 different countries, and it hit the world. And we're prepared, and we're doing a great job with it, and it will go away. Just stay calm.
President Trump speaking at the Capitol after having lunch with congressional Republicans who are working on a stimulus package to help the U.S. economy overcome the coronavirus outbreak. Senator Bernie Sanders and former Vice President Joe Biden are canceling election night rallies in Cleveland due to health concerns regarding the coronavirus. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow is up 1,167 points to finish at 2518. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war. What in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Let's deconstruct an appearance by John Lott, Dr. John Lott, on ABC News. Now, that whole day on ABC News, they had, they started early in the day with a segment on Good Morning America. And then they had a report on the evening news, same day. And then an entire hour devoted to the subject on 2020. This is all in the day. So they did it. They saturated all in the day, made it sort of a project. And the reports all focused on the dangers of guns that, posing for, that they pose for children. A producer for ABC News basically did a pre-interview with Dr. Lott for hours asking questions about this subject before the reports aired on various news programs. And the discussions that he had with them had no impact on them at all. What Dr. Lott did not know at the time is that they were doing their own survey of how many households in the United States had guns. Remember, I said that. What Dr. Lott was telling them did not fit the type of story they wanted to tell. They wanted to argue that gun ownership had fallen, dropping as low as 33%. Now, this was coming from something called the General Social Survey Poll. This is where somebody calls you up and cold says, hello, you don't know who I am, but do you own guns? Now, ABC News had done a survey, a poll earlier, and they found that 43% of households reported owning guns. And this was their poll, but they threw that aside in favor of the general social survey because it was lower. Because they were trying to make out where gun ownership just wasn't as popular as it used to be. You know, 43% is nearly half, where 33% is a third. A third versus a half looks better for the optic. Now, Dr. Lott talked to the producer, and they wanted to, you know, he told them that this social survey poll was unusual because other polls had found much higher rates of gun ownership. And he pointed out the 43%, which surprised the producer because she knew about the poll that they had taken where they had found it to be 43%. So ABC's goal in this particular day, their agenda that day, was to make people believe that little innocent children frequently play with guns, accidentally hurting themselves and others. On World News anchor, Diane Sawyer warned, every hour a child is rushed to the emergency room because of gunshots. Then you had correspondent David Muir, who was more specific. He said, looking at children and guns, the most recent statistics from 2009, and take a look tonight. They are eye-opening. The new numbers are arresting. 7,391 children rush to the hospital every year because of these gun injuries. So often, accidents in the home. 453 of these children die at the hospital, except that's not true. He's talking about gang violence. Yeah. Gang violence. He's not talking about little Tommy. He's talking about gang violence. But see, they made a new classification for children, 18, 19, 20. Remember when I was 18, when I turned 18, they announced that at high school and said we were legal. But not in the words, not in the parlance of the gun grabber. He continued on reporting that many of those cases are an accidental shooting in their own home. Well, 40 of them are. In 2000, and what was it? 2010, the number was 36. In 2018, the number was 40. So in 8 years, it remained fairly static. There was an uptick in crime and in homicide in 2014 to 2016, which was the Obama era still. And then it started dropping in 2017, the Trump era still. So, you know. Now, what they do is they actually go out and find a genuine case. And what they did was they found the tragic story of a 3-year-old boy who died from a self-inflicted gunshot. And this child's father was a police officer, and he had his gun accessible because he faced threats from criminals. So all of a sudden, and I understand this. I get it. The grieving officer now recommends people lock up their guns in a safe because he's looking for closure that he'll never find. He'll never find that. That's the saddest part of this. And instead of us concentrating on doing this or that or the other, what we should be doing today is we should be trying to help that officer out to deal with his grief. Now, with the statistics, when you look at this on the outside, it seems to add up. If you insist on owning a gun, lock it up, at least so the wrong person doesn't get it, right? And to protect your children, ABC News wanted you to go out and ask your neighbors. Hey, do you own a gun? Do you own a gun? Do you have a gun? How do you keep that gun? I don't know exactly how that would work out. That's not exactly like something you would do, like at a block party, right? Hey, how's it going? I love your car. Do you own guns? So, ABC News went into great detail about how to convince their neighbors to lock up their guns, but Sawyer and Muir were simply wrong to claim that the vast majority of firearms injuries involve accidents with young children. Because that's where things really rapidly begin to deteriorate for the story. Do we have a call? Or is that just somebody? Did somebody order some pizza or something? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, here's some statistics for you. The injury rate for black males 15 to 19 years old was 13 times higher than that of white males in the same age category. Gang violence. 84% of the injuries were for 15 to 19-year-olds and 62% as a result of the criminal assaults. And those injuries don't occur from young children accidentally mishandling a gun in their own home, but rather as a victim of brutal crimes, often gang-related. If the study were broken down the numbers further, one would see that most of these injuries were for 17, 18, and 19-year-olds. In 2012, the CDC reports that 76% of firearm injuries were for those under the age 20, were 17, 18, and 19-year-olds. Now, during this whole thing with ABC News, they were showing children at a, you know, in a nursery and making out these little cherubs or finding these guns and shooting themselves with them, which is horrific. But those young children and those 7,391 injuries and deaths were the result, you know, they were two different things. They were two different things. So what does it mean? Well, if you want to reduce the injuries and the numbers of people being killed, young people being killed, then we need to focus our resources on gang violence. And we should be doing that anyway. And normal law-abiding citizens locking up their guns and putting their ammo in a different place, which is what they want, will not reduce gang violence. No. So what about the gun incidents for little children? Well, at any given time, children under the age of 10, there's about 41 million of them in the United States. As of 2018, 40.5 million of them. And out of them, the average is between 36 and 40 of these tragedies that occur. There's a lot of things we could do to prevent. And I'll give them to you in the next segment. But we will continue on with this diatribe when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. So let's finish this by throwing some actual stats out there for you. Now, I've been talking about the 36 to 40 children that die accidentally at the hands of a gun with, you know. There's one caveat that I did not throw in there. Two-thirds of these accidental gun deaths involving young children out of that 36 and 40, two-thirds of that are... This is not them being shot by little kids. This is them being shot by adult males with criminal backgrounds, accidentally. Unless you send your child to play over at a criminal's home, your child is exceedingly unlikely to get shot. But let's talk about where the danger lies for your child. Because everybody seems to be very excited about that. I'm very excited about that. I mean, I watch my grandchildren with trepidations all the time, you know. If you worry about your child's safety, you should look at the other dangers lurking in your neighborhood around their playmates' houses, like a swimming pool, in ground or above ground, chemicals, medications, bathtubs, water buckets, cars, bicycles. When I used to be in the dairy business, which I was in the dairy business for about 10 years, and we would get these 5-gallon containers of sour cream. And on the 5-gallon containers of sour cream, it said, do not leave these anywhere without the lid on them and adult supervision because small children can drown in these. Now, my first thought was, in order for this to have happened, that some children or child had to accidentally have drowned in this 5-gallon bucket of sour cream. I mean, that just made me shudder just thinking about it. Let's consider the numbers. Accidental suffocations alone kill children, little children, 1,070 times per year. Drownings, 609 times per year. Fires, 262 times per year. Poisoning, 54 times per year. If your child, when you're taking your child to school, that is more dangerous for your child than for them to be considered to be shot in school. Because in school, they have a 1 in 614 million chance of being killed by a rampage killer. Where the chances of being killed in a car wreck are much higher. If you want to protect children, it'd make better sense to check the parents' driving record. 923 people, 923 children under 10 died in car accidents. And this scaremongering about guns costing lives by making us less safe and turning people into sitting ducks for criminals. And in the meantime, the things we could actually do something about, we don't. Because we have people telling you right now today that 8 times per day, a small child, Tommy, 9, under the age of 10, kills himself with a gun. 8 times a day. Now, according to John Lott's research, which this is the thing about John Lott, and I'll have him back on the show and we'll talk about this with him. John's not pro-gun. John is anti-crime. If it were to turn out to be where if there were no guns, there would be no crime, John would say so. So he doesn't really have a dog in the hunt. He's not a pro-gun guy, per se. He's a pro-freedom, he's a pro-constitution, but it's not one of these things where he would be, when I see him, he's not running around with a bunch of guns hanging off of him. He's wearing a suit and carrying a sheaf of papers. He did research, and he found that mandating that people lock up their guns didn't reduce the few accidental gun deaths for children or teenagers. What they did do was it was known that this was a law, they started seeing an uptick in home invasions. And they started seeing crimes that were more successful. Because along with the mandated safe storage, you have to store the ammunition in a separate place. You can't have a magazine full of ammo in the gun in the safe. That's not safe, don't you know? So you got to, after you lock it up, then you got to separate it. With mandated safe storage, there were 300 more total murders and 4,000 more rapes occurred each year in the 18 states that have these laws. Let me say that again. 300 more murders, 4,000 more rapes. Burglaries also went up dramatically. And then finally there's this. Out of those 300 murders, some of those people were children, without a doubt. Probably under 10. And here you are in a situation where the families are in their home, being invaded in a home invasion. They follow the law. And they can't get to their gun quickly enough because it was locked in a safe and the ammunition is separated from it. And children do die when criminals enter their homes, too. And this is the part that makes me angry because this part doesn't get talked about. We're so busy wanting to disarm people who haven't done anything that we don't look at what happens when they actually comply with the wish lists. Because in these 18 states where they have these laws, you can make sure they probably have a registry and they probably have unannounced inspections. So if you don't have a gun safe, this also does another thing. These kinds of things, like if you're a poor gun owner and you can't afford a safe, you can't have a gun. You're breaking the law if you don't have a safe. Because they probably mandate what kind of safe you got to have, too. I don't know about that part, but when I buy a gun safe, the one thing that I want to find out, because here's the thing about most gun safes. If you're going to buy a real safe that somebody can't break into, it's going to cost you about $9,000. These other gun safes that you find that are $1,200 and below, if you're going to buy one of those, which those are what I buy, I buy the heaviest one I can find, simply because they can get into it in about 30 minutes. But I'm counting on them being interrupted in those 30 minutes, and if they do get interrupted, then I want to fix it to where whatever I have, they can't pick up and run with. So that's why I have the biggest one I can find. And the most unwieldy one as well, the widest one, if you will. Make it so awkward they can't pick it up and take off with it. But if you're poor, you know, you're doing good to buy a gun. And then you got to buy a gun safe, too. And gun safes, they're not like pistols. I mean, you can find a fair... Taurus makes a pistol called the G3, which I think is a very good self-defense pistol for $225. But you can't find an equally good safe to put it in for $225. And if you did, you'd be doubling the price of the gun. And most people that would buy that gun are trying to find the least expensive gun they can use that is good enough for self-defense. So, I say on here time and time again that the only thing the gun grabbers can get is that which we give them. And this is them just simply trying to appeal to your emotion and your, you know, you're picturing your children, your grandchildren, when they make these claims, eight dying a day and everything. You're superimposing yours on them, and then they want that to turn into something that they can use later on down the road to get you to vote a certain way. And then the problem becomes, well, how do you get rid of those laws? Repealing laws is hard. Repealing laws is hard. But that was my goal tonight. I just want to make you aware of what is real and what is a mask. And you should ask the question, if the gun grabbers are so intent upon protecting me, why do they need to lie in order to make sure that they can get these things they say they need to protect me? Coming up next from The Truth About Guns, going to be rejoined by Dan Zimmerman, and we'll pick this up on the other side. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.